You're listening to SBS News.
Noongar woman Avril Williams is fighting for her parents. Her dad worked on sheep farms in the south of the state, while her mother, a member of the Stolen Generations, was sent out to work as a domestic.
My mum and dad are no longer here. My grandparents are no longer here. And I know that they all worked very hard for monies that they never received. Payment was a roof over your head and food. So I'm not quite sure, because mum didn't go into it, but I know that she said she never received any monies.
Her case is part of an action filed against the Western Australian government last year, accusing them of holding thousands of Indigenous workers' wages in trust accounts which were never repaid, with that action now going to mediation. And another class action has been launched on behalf of Indigenous people who lawyers allege also worked as stockmen, farmhands and domestic labourers across the Northern Territory for little or no pay during the last century. Melbourne law firm Shine Lawyers announced the action on Friday, saying the federal government owes compensation to Northern Territory workers who had their wages held in trust accounts under so-called protective legislation in place between 1933 and 1972. Many of the trust accounts were never released in full or at all to workers, who were often paid in food rations instead of wages. Speaking to NITV News, Tristan Gavin, Special Counsel at Shine Lawyers, says the stolen wages have resulted in poverty for many of the workers and their descendants.
You're talking about people who worked their entire lives and weren't paid anything and now are wholly dependent on welfare for just their day-to-day existence. And, you know, in terms of not being able to pass anything onto their children, onto their grandchildren, and really, I guess, people getting stuck in that cycle of impoverishment and welfare dependency. You know, that's just such a consistent theme across all the people that we've spoken with.
Shine Lawyers says the Commonwealth used its powers under various discriminatory laws to move the money owed to workers into trust accounts, but the funds were never released in full. Mengang Noongar elder Lester Joy is another descendant involved in a class action. His mother was taken away from her family as a child and put to work on chicken and citrus farms outside of Perth. He says a settlement is long overdue.
I would think if we're in a period right now of reconciliation, this is the time to right some of the wrongs, and they are horrific wrongs that were committed at that point in time.
In 2019, a class action over stolen wages on behalf of an estimated 10,000 Indigenous workers in Queensland was settled with the state government for $190 million. Barrister Joshua Creamer has been involved in similar class actions with the Palm Island compensation case and the stolen wages of Queensland. The one-year and Kalkadoon man believes the stolen wages issue is not widely known about in the general community.
Very little knowledge in the community about these types of incidents. So I did a trial recently, and the anthropologist in that trial called this period of time the concentration villages in reference to the missions. And you know, people have experienced something that many of us could never comprehend. And, you know, there's have survived that, and in some instances, you know, raised their family and gone on to do their best they can. I never really see much anger. It's people are very grateful for the opportunity to be heard, to be able to tell their story, and hopefully one day step in front of the judge and to be listened to.
Litigation Lending Services, who are funding the Northern Territory class action, said they were proud to support Aboriginal workers. LLS Director Nyungai Warren Mundine, who is also on the SBS board, said in a statement that Australians expect a fair day's pay for a fair day's work, and it's embarrassing the Commonwealth has not already acted to resolve this injustice. Anyone subject to the relevant legislation who believes they had their wages stolen, including the descendants of deceased workers, are eligible to join the action. Peggy Giacomelos, SBS News.